Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. We have a special guest in the studio. I've asked Rachel Lund, a former Dawson Boyd graduate, to come into the studio. She's home, back home here in Dawson, and she has a fantastic job. I want to visit with her about. Hi, Rachel. How are you doing?
Hi, Paul. I'm doing good. Yeah, my summer has been amazing. It just started, or I guess just ended, my internship with the NFL, and it was an amazing experience. I'm happy to be here talking about it.
That's right. When I heard you were working for the NFL, I said, well, I got to talk to Rachel about that. So, we'll talk about that in a little bit, but thank you for the cookies you brought to the studio to share with everybody.
Of course.
Mom Lisa's famous for that, isn't she?
She is, yeah. No, everyone loves them, and you know, I couldn't come here empty-handed.
Nope.
So.
And you brought a lot of cookies for the crew here. Lisa, of course, Rachel golfed for Dawson Boyd and your sisters, and you've Lisa always brings the cookies.
Yes, no, that's what she's famous for, and you know, everyone always has a smile when I bring them in, so yeah.
I remember a couple years up in Ortonville doing girls basketball game, Dawson Boyd at Ortonville, and all of a sudden Lindsay comes running up with a couple cookies for me, just out of the blue.
Oh yeah, we have to spoil you, Paul.
That's right. Well, you do. Thank you very much for that. Rachel, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. You know, you grew up in Dawson.
Yeah. No, I grew up in Dawson, graduated from DBHS in 2021. And then I moved down to Arizona for school, went to Grand Canyon University, and now I'm coming up on my last semester. I love sports. I want to work in sports media. And so, honestly, my career has been amazing so far.
Off to a great start.
Yeah, I can't wait to see where it goes.
So you have a year of college left or a semester?
I have a semester, actually. So I'm graduating in December. Right. It's coming up quick, but I'm excited.
Good. Let's back up to your Dawson Boyd days as an athlete. You're a three-sport athlete.
A four-sport, actually.
A four?
Yeah, volleyball, cross-country, basketball, and golf. So... it was
volleyball
great.
And cross country.
Yes, I dual sported in the fall.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
did I know that? I don't think I knew that.
It was actually because COVID was kind of playing a big role still at that point. They had altered when volleyball and cross country were going to be, and so they didn't overlap as much as like they would have any other year.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I was able to do both of them, and which was really fun to be involved.
Right. What are some memorable times in the high school sports playing with teammates and stuff like that?
Just the atmosphere of being in sports at Dawson, like it was great. Like so many like great people, you know, some of my closest friends were, playing sports with me, were my teammates,
you participated in state golf, didn't you?
I did.
Individually or as a team?
Individually, okay. Twice.
With a couple other girls too, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah. My senior year, it was me, Ellie Stratmon, and Ella Mork that were all going to state together. So that was super fun to do that. Yeah. So.
Golfing at Pebble Creek in June is a lot of fun, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, it's the best.
All right. Yeah, I remember that.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you went to college. Why did you choose Grand Valley?
Grand Canyon University.
Why did you choose that?
Yeah.
Is that in Arizona or New
Mexico?
It is.
It's in Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, okay.
Yeah, so right in the big city. It was a hard decision to make, but, you know, I knew I wanted to kind of get out of the state of Minnesota for college and wanted to get away a little bit, try something new. You know, a lot of my classmates went to in-state schools and, you know, kind of the big names around here, which are great schools. And, I went and visited Arizona, and it was such an incredible campus. And honestly, one of the best decisions I've made was going there for school. I've loved it.
Oh, that's awesome. Why is that? Just because... Is it downtown Phoenix?
It is, it's close to downtown, maybe like 10-minute drive. But, it's right in the city, and, there's a lot of opportunity in Phoenix, you know, with jobs and other experiences that I've found. Mm-hmm. Like, Arizona's beautiful. There's so many places to visit, and, like, you're only a five-hour drive from California, and so visiting the beach is fun, too, for spring break or whatever you have going on.
Nice.
But, yeah, there's so much to do, so much opportunity down there.
So what were you majoring in? Or are you majoring in something?
I'm majoring in communications with an emphasis in broadcasting and new media.
Nice.
Yeah. So
I know something a little bit about broadcasting.
A little bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have we worked together before? We have never worked together a game, have we?
No, no. Well,
we'll have to change that.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to talk. You've interned. Part of your schooling is internships? Or how does that work?
So actually, all the jobs I've done have been in my own pursuits. The school necessarily hasn't really helped me.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, just being in Arizona, there's so many big companies with big, you know, opportunities.
And you're interested in sports?
Yes, I'm interested in sports media. I kind of want to stick to that. I've definitely been more interested in video content lately.
So behind the camera stuff?
Yes, okay. Behind the camera.
You don't want
like
to be in
production.
Front of the camera?
I don't know about that. I'll leave that to you, Paul.
Okay. All right. So behind the camera stuff. So
yeah. What
internships have you done since you started college? And I know last summer you were back home.
Yep. Last summer I interned with Marshall Radio. Yep. And so that was a great experience. Kind of got to, you know, be introduced to the media world and, you know, a little bit of sports too, but not too much. And then
nice bunch of guys there.
Oh, yeah. No, they're awesome.
Heath,
they're the best.
Josh and Aaron And what did they have you do at Marshall Radio?
Yeah, so I was announcing the late night section of the Top Hits channel. So I was introducing songs and kind of hanging out with the audience. And so that was really fun. And then I was doing some commercials, wrote some of the community calendar events up for to be recorded. And so, yeah, no, that was
so
really fun.
So you got
fun.
Your feet wet in radio then?
I did, a little bit. Yeah.
And so you still radio or television or behind the scenes stuff, I guess. So. Then what happened?
And then last fall, I had an internship with Fox Sports in Arizona. I was at their Tempe location, which is more the technology side. But I was working as a live media intern. And so basically, we were coordinating live sports and studio shows and stuff like that. And then, making sure we hit all the marks on the schedule.
Give some examples. Did you cover a University of Arizona game or?
Yeah.
How does that work?
We definitely did ASU football. College football was a big thing on Saturdays. And then, you know, we did everything from professional climbing.
So did you
climbing.
Go out on site then?
No, oh,
okay.
No. So I was
just
from the station.
Okay.
Yep. So we were getting the feed in from the people who were live on site and then kind of, you know, working with it from there, running commercial breaks, like that kind of thing. So that was a great experience.
Okay, awesome. So what exactly did you do? Were you in the control room or just do editing or?
So we were more on the communication side. So we had our operators and then the production team that was out on site. And we were kind of the connection between them, kind of organizing that, like when a game would run long, we would then have to cut down the next program or whatever's coming up next. Or if there's a live game back-to-back, then finding another channel for that to go on. And so we would kind of be the link telling the operators what we needed, and they would help us execute that.
And that was with who then?
Fox.
Fox, their Fox, local Fox station or national Fox?
No, so that was national because it was sports.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, awesome. No, it was super fun and learned a lot from there, too.
All right. That you told me off air here that's actually got you the job with the NFL, right?
Or help
get you the job.
No, absolutely. I believe that it would have been incredibly difficult to get the internship with the NFL without having previous internship experience, you know, both between the radio and Fox, but also having that experience specifically in sports played a huge role.
Right. Should mention, so let's talk about your summer internship with the NFL.
Yeah.
The NFL has 32 franchise teams around the country. And it's probably the world's best sporting franchise or, you know.
Yeah, no, it's a big one.
Just attracts fans from all over the world,
that's
for sure. The headquarters for the NFL is in New York, right?
Yes, New York, but they also have a West headquarters as well, which is in Inglewood, California, right across from the SoFi Stadium where the Chargers and Rams play. Okay.
So how did you get the job with the NFL?
Yeah, so when I was working for Fox Sports, I kept seeing NFL films content being on our programming, and I kind of hunted it down, and I was like, I'd love to work for them. Like, this is really cool content that they're making. And so I kept my eye out, found an application for the internship, and applied, and then went through a pretty long interview process.
Oh, wow.
But,
I'm guessing a lot of people apply for that.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sure.
How many interns did they hire then? Quite a few? A lot, I would guess.
Huh? There were 14 at the LA office, and then I want to say there was like 20 or 30 at the New York office.
Okay.
So yeah, so there's a good amount, but yeah, no, I'm sure they go through a lot to get
those
people there.
So you had to move out to LA then?
I did. Yes, I drove out there.
How's the traffic out there?
Oh my gosh, it's terrible. Like, oh, nothing compared to here. Like,
yeah
no,
it's
crazy.
How far away did you live from NFL headquarters then?
So I was actually only 20 minutes away. 30 in traffic, but so I wasn't too far. But actually, for the first week that I was there, I was living in Studio City, which is only 15 miles away, but it was taking me over an hour to get to and from work.
Oh, wow.
So,
Studio City, that's close to the beach, too, ain't it?
That one's actually more inland.
Oh, and more inland, okay.
But when I moved to Redondo Beach, it's right by the beach. Like, okay. I was living like a few blocks from from the beach. Yeah, so it was really nice.
Okay, so you got the internship at the NFL. Take us through the first couple days or exactly what do you do?
Yeah, no. So my role, I was with the original content and development team as an intern. So they work on developing content across, you know, all the different NFL platforms. And so my role was mainly editing videos to then go out on the platforms. I did, through my internship, I did 17 YouTube shorts. And
can we watch them?
Yes, yeah. So four of them are on the NFL Throwback page, which is their...
On their YouTube channel?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, that's their, like, throwback content. So kind of like, oh, the first broadcast game or, like, the craziest ending game, like that kind of content. So... Yes, so four of my YouTube shorts are there, and then the other, 12 or something like that, are across, like, the league platforms.
Oh, wow, so your work is on YouTube, NFL YouTube channel?
Yeah, so, across NFL YouTube channels. Okay. So I have a YouTube short that's on the Vikings page and one that's on the Cardinals page. And
nice.
And then I made two long-form videos, which are between 10 and 15 minutes, career highlights. One was for Corey Dillon, and that's on the Bengals page. So, a lot of fun stuff.
Have you ever met anybody famous?
Yes, so actually I have,
Well, tell us.
Yeah, absolutely. I went to a production session where they were shooting a video of Justin Jefferson and YouTube influencer AJ Green. And so I got to meet Justin Jefferson and hang out with him for the afternoon working on a video project for the NFL.
No way.
Yeah.
What? So you sat down at the same table with Justin Jefferson.
Yep. Yeah, no, he's great. Like, really good guy, super nice, and yeah, no, it was super fun.
So what did you talk about, or what did you ask some questions, or what happens?
Well, it was more of a short introduction because the NFL team was only like six of us that were there, so it was kind of a small gathering. But he was pretty focused on doing his workout, which was kind of the premise of the video if the influencer can keep up with Justin Jefferson in a workout. They were hard at work and. Yeah.
That's a memorable thing for sure.
Huh? Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And talk a little bit more about your job then.
Yeah. So, I mean, I mentioned the bulk of it was editing, but I also got to sit in and on a lot of production sessions. Justin Jefferson was the only one that I went off site for.
Oh, where was that at?
It was at some small gym.
Oh, in California.
West Hollywood.
Okay.
And then I also got to sit in on, you know, production sessions with Scott Hansen, who does NFL Red Zone, Darius Butler, who's doing, like, watch film like a pro.
Oh.
So, yeah, a few big names. I even got to sit in on a Kurt Warner project they were doing. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, no, it was super fun.
That's really exciting, Rachel. That's awesome. So you're done with your internship then?
Yep. Okay. Just finished this last week.
So what's next for Rachel Lund then?
Well, I got to finish up school this fall. I'm actually working for the GCU Athletic Media Department. So they make videos, you know, of all the games and the players and highlights and stuff like that. So I'll be working for them in the fall. And then I'll graduate in December and then figure it out from there. I'd really like to stay in. I've really enjoyed football. And working with football. So, you know, if next step is working for a team or going back to the league, like, that's what I'm looking for.
Is there a lot of job openings for stuff like you do, or is it hard to get a job like that? Or I would guess there's a lot of openings.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, I'd say there's a lot. I mean, you think of where media is kind of heading, especially when it comes to video content. Like, it's definitely leaning towards those more short form things.
Right.
You know, you think of how popular TikTok's gotten and YouTube, and kind of those shorter videos are kind of where we're seeing a lot more fan engagement. And so there's a lot of room to grow there, and a lot of jobs that need to be filled.
Good. Well, we're excited for you, Rachel. That's
kind
of cool. That's
I'm excited,
awesome.
Too.
Yeah, we'll see you in front of the camera someday, right?
We'll see.
All right. Like the ground reporter or whatever.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Sideline reporter.
Sideline reporter. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Well, remember the small people back here then, okay?
I'll try. I could never forget.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming. Anything else you want to mention? Did I touch it?
I think we got it all. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Nice to see you again.
Thank you, Paul.
Now I'm going to dive into that plate of chocolate chip cookies you
brought. Yeah, definitely.
All right. Thanks, Rachel.
Yeah, thank you.
Rachel Lund just finished her internship with the NFL out in California, and a former Dawson Boy graduate.